You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. H2Go, a water and sewer utility serving mostly Leland residents, has two open seats on its board this election year. Jeff Gerken is the only incumbent running for a second term. Commissioner Trudy Trombley did not file for re-election. Jeff Gerken moved to Leland with his wife in 2013, and he works as a substitute teacher in New Hanover County Schools, mostly in math and science classes. He's twice taught chemistry full-time when vacancies occurred mid-school year. He ran for the H2Go board in 2015 and won the most votes of the five candidates. He's currently chairman of the H2Go board and is seeking a second four-year term. Jeff Gerken, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you for inviting me.
There is an interlocal agreement in the works among three entities, the town of Leland, the town of Belleville, and H2Go. Where is that agreement right now, and what's likely to happen with it?
I was told last night that the attorney for the town of Leland...
You were told Monday night.
Yes, yeah. Monday night, that the attorney for the town of Leland is going to be in town and is going to stay in town this week until that agreement is hammered out, but it has not yet been completed. It's close.
What are some of the sticking points of that agreement?
They're very legalistic points, the term of the agreement, various things, making sure that it is legal for the town of Leland to require annexation in order for a customer to receive water and sewer services from H2Go, things like that. There are also questions of the due diligence that's being done. We are looking at every aspect of this agreement, physical assets, financial assets, and the legal questions to make sure that when we get it done, it will be correct and it will be something that really can't be undone.
It will be an agreement that really can't be undone. So does that mean that if you are able to hammer out the details of this agreement, H2Go will move forward with a reverse osmosis plant, despite the fact that Brunswick County is building its own?
Well, we would love to work with Brunswick County. I was the chair of a group that met three times this summer. The group involved Brunswick County, Town of Leland, Town of Belleville, Town of Nevassa, and H2Go. And we really, really wanted to involve Brunswick County in the agreement, but we were unable to get that done within the time frame. We would love to continue to work with them and will.
What does that mean then if H2Go... So is it not necessarily the case then that H2Go will get its own reverse osmosis plant? Is it still possible that that might not be part of the agreement?
This agreement will require H2Go to build the aquifer-sourced reverse osmosis plant.
So what does that mean then about working with Brunswick County? What is a possible future there?
We would love to talk with them. We would love to hear what they would propose to do to become part of this overall picture.
Okay. Your opponents say that you perhaps want to be mayor of Leland or sit on its town council. What are your political aspirations?
My political aspirations are to get elected to this position, see the implementation of this interlocal agreement, and then at the end of this term, I will never run for anything again.
Really? Tell us why.
I'm 70 years old now. I have no desire to spend the rest of my life in politics. I don't like running for office.
You're campaigning with John Bradley. Why the team?
He has been an ardent supporter of ours ever since he moved to the area and began to realize what was being done, particularly the actions of the previous board when they unlawfully transferred $65 or $66 million worth of the company's assets to the town of Belleville.
Do you, in fact, drink the water that is provided by H2Go at this point?
That's the only water that I drink. If I'm on the road and need a bottle of water, I will pick up a bottle of bottled water. But the bottled water that I carry to work every day comes straight out of the tap.
There are some people who characterize these emerging compounds that are in the drinking water supply that current water treatment processes cannot remove. We know that reverse osmosis removes these compounds. They're not regulated by either the state or federal government, although there are some guidelines. But some people say it's clear these are toxic to humans and this is a water crisis. Do you think that's a fair characterization?
Anything is toxic to humans in sufficient quantities. Table salt will kill you if you have too much of it. The water that we have provided to our customers has met every state and federal guideline for
water
safety.
But we know that state and federal guidelines are not protective at this point, and they're not enforceable, not really. These are emerging compounds that are not regulated.
And
we don't know about the impacts on human health, really.
I don't want to play a toxicologist because I'm not one. I have looked at the reports on the specific compound, John X, and the derived no effect level for that compound is 71,000 parts per trillion. Right now, we're down around 2, 3, 4 parts per trillion.
A scientific study called Cumulative Risk Analysis of Carcinogenic Contaminants in United States Drinking Water, published just last month, September, says this: state and national level cumulative cancer risks due to carcinogenic water contaminants are similar in magnitude to the risks reported for carcinogenic air pollutants. Thus, improving water quality at the tap and investing in measures for source water protections represent opportunities for protecting public health, decreasing potential disease due to environmental pollution. What was different about this study is looking at the cumulative risk versus pollutant by pollutant. And cumulative risk is how scientists and regulators measure air pollution and risk to the public, for instance. Do you think it's time to shake up how we look at water pollution?
I'm not a toxicologist, and I don't want to play one.
Let's say that you win re-election, and you're looking back now. You've completed your second term. It's been 4 years. You're ready to step out of public life. What is different for H2GO customers because of you?
Among other things, H2GO will exist. As a result of the actions of the previous board on November 28, 2017, had I not stepped in along with Bill Beer and Trudy Trombley and fought for nearly 2 years now to overcome the actions of that board, H2GO would not exist, and all of the customers of H2GO, the former customers of H2GO, would be paying their water and sewer bills to the town of Belleville. They even had a logo styled as the Belleville Public Works Commission. They were ready to move had we not stepped in and interceded. They were going to schedule a special meeting before our newly elected commissioner could be sworn in and transfer all of the employees over to the town of Belleville.
And what would that have meant for customers? Why would that be a bad thing?
That would be a bad thing because 91% of those customers would have no right to vote for the commissioners the people who were running their water and sewer system. And by the way, Steve Hosmer wrote an email to the mayor of Belleville on December 11th of 2017 stating that he wanted to do everything he could. Here's the email. I have been working as a citizen to raise awareness and interest in making sure that Belleville successfully acquires all of H2GO. Now he wants to be a board member of H2GO when previously he wanted to make sure that there was no H2GO.
I can see the point in bringing this to the public's attention. However, there is a great deal of name-calling and even character assassination, all kinds of allegations flying back and forth on both sides. What's your responsibility in the tone of this campaign?
My responsibility is to make sure that everything that I say is documented, and the quote that I just gave you comes from a deposition in which Mr. Hosmer shared that email.
And that is our time. Jeff Gerken, thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. When we come back from this break, we'll meet Steve Hosmer, candidate for H2GO's Board of Commissioners. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.